From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. The Syrian forces took the hospital in Deir al-Zor after the Islamic State attacked it on Saturday in a dawn offensive by the militant group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation has revealed that the explosion that killed militant leader Mustafa Badreddin was the result of what it called artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said that his death was not the result of an Israeli airstrike, as originally reported. Officials say the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says that there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. News reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tiran drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in return for investments. This is VOA News. Cameroon's government says multinational forces have arrested 5 of the Islamist group Boko Haram leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children. The news came as several West African leaders, French President Francois Hollande, and top British and American diplomats gathered at a summit in Abuja to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said that since he has been president, Boko Haram's influence in his country has steadily declined.
Nigeria has been the main battleground. And do you know when we came in, Boko Haram is holding at least 40 local governments out of the 770 local governments we have. But now they are not holding any local government.
Since Buhari became the president of Nigeria, the army has stepped up military actions against Boko Haram, leading the president to announce that the Islamist group was technically defeated. 3 people were killed and 24 were wounded Saturday in a massive brawl at Moscow's largest cemetery. Witnesses said the fighting was sparked by rivalry between ethnic groups battling for control of the burial service business. Police and witnesses said about 200 people, some armed with guns and other weapons, took part in the clashes in southwest Moscow. More than 90 people were detained after riot police broke up the brawl. Moscow's city health department said 3 people were killed and 23 were hospitalized, 4 of whom were seriously injured. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatment to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning Macklemore shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded for anyone going through the same to seek help.
I know recovery isn't easy or quick, but along with the 12-step program, treatment has saved my life, and recovery works. We need our leaders in Washington to fund it and for people to know how to find it.
Mr. Obama added that while the Congress has passed several bills to help curb opioid addiction, without additional funding, they will have no effect.
This week, the House passed several bills about opioids, which is great. But unless they also make investments in more treatment, it won't get Americans the help that they need.
The United States represents only 5% of the global population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.